Nui Blanche took over Humber's Lakeshore campus this past weekend, and many Humber students were allowed to showcase their work and explore this year's theme, Bridging Distance. This year's artists were encouraged to explore ways that people interpret and experience the idea of distance. Jenny Falk is a graduate of the Visual and Digital Arts program at Humber. Falk's piece, titled Intertwined, consists of connected threads meant to have viewers reflect on the connections they may have between different times and places in their lives. We were thinking about distance, we explored a lot of definitions about distance instead of just physical and mentally, and we talked about time as well, Falk said. Finally, we focused on the distance of time. We built our work trying to use something to connect you, the person himself or herself, to the past. So, it's like every kind of memory and reflection. There are some relationships you just meet once in your lifetime and you might have forgotten it. So we try to link them up. Falk collaborated on this piece with two of her former classmates she connected with during her time at Humber. Chai Soriano and Indra O. Falk said the connections she made in her program were how they were able to get work featured at Nui Blanche. Indra and I have been friends since the very start of the program, and then I met Chai in a workshop hosted by Humber as well, Falk said. We met there as a student participant, and then after 1 year Chai was the one who had a great initiative to join the workshop, and then she just briefly asked us if we wanted to join as a team. In addition to the artists, many Humber students attended the event to show support to their peers. Ikrin Osman is a Humber student and is also doing a work study with Humber as part of the broadcast television program. She attended the event for work, but also to show support to her fellow students. It's really inspiring because I feel like as a student sometimes you're always waiting to graduate or to be at a certain place to do these types of things, says Osman. So, the fact that they get to have this opportunity to get recognition at such a huge event, I think it's truly beautiful and inspiring. A selection of exhibits will remain open to the public on Humber's campus until October 13. A full list of extended exhibits can be found here.